Stephen Mayne is the founder of crikey.com.au, actually ran against Peter Costello at the last election. He's on the line with me now. Stephen Mayne, good afternoon.
Hi, John.
It's a good line, that one about the spine, isn't it?
Yeah, look, it is. You know, he didn't show a lot, did he, over the years?
No, but you took him on and he vanquished you in Higgins. Now, I think you're suggesting today that if he's writing a book, how can he be a member for Higgins as well?
Well, I've got a book contract with HarperCollins myself at the moment, and I'm not a full-time 120 grand a year backbencher for Higgins and doing separate book deals on the side. I'm having to do that off my own bat. So being a member for Higgins is a full-time job. And if he wants to go off and do book deals which will yield him hundreds of thousands of dollars, as Latham yielded, as Bob Hawke yielded, then he should be doing that in his own time. Because writing a book, you know, 80,000 words, is a massive undertaking. It's, you know, it's 6 months full-time of your life, which by definition makes him a part-time MP and someone who's doing a commercial book deal partly funded by the taxpayer.
Yeah, well, that's true. But, I mean, there are precedents for that in the past. But what do you think he's up to?
Well, there are two ways to go here. He can either produce a book which is basically a prospectus for him to become the Prime Minister. So he can pitch it. He can use that as his pitch to his backbench and to the broader Australian community. Or he can produce a rip-snorting book that settles a few scores and would sell a few more, and he would make more money out of it. Now, I really think he needs to come out one way or the other and say which it is, because I think it is inappropriate to be doing it for commercial reasons on the taxpayers' time. But if he is generally doing it to, you know, set himself up for a crack at the leadership, then he should rule out leaving the parliament. I mean, he said on November 25 or 26 he was going. He declared that he was getting out and he was waiting for job offers. Speculation is the big offers haven't come through. Clearly the biggest offer was a book deal. So he's taken the cash from that, and now he's doing it on our time.
Yeah. It is pretty easy, though, for a politician. He could say in that interview today, he could have said, "No, Neil, I don't want to be leader. That's passed me by. There's a new generation there. I'm concentrating on being a backbencher. I can absolutely rule it out." And then if he does challenge later, he just says, "Well, I've changed my mind."
Well, I guess he could do that. But, I mean, I really think that as long as he stays there, then clearly he's the best leader in the parliament. So his mere presence is so destabilising. He should do what he said he would do, which is to leave. And then he should pursue his commercial contracts, which would include a book. I reckon that he's going to write this book, he's going to put it out there, and then if he gets a big response to it, he's made some cash, and he might have a crack at the leadership after that. I reckon that he's double-dipping.
Yeah. Do you think the lines about a lack of spine and a lack of courage and "I did it his way" in relation to John Howard, do you think that gets to him?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think that eats at his very core. That, you know, he desperately wanted to be Prime Minister. He never had the numbers. You know, how many times was Keating called him weak and, you know, never had the guts to challenge? And, and the fact that he hasn't been able to cash in either with a big job, I think is also annoying him. Yeah. So the poor guy, he's fallen out with Michael Kroger because Kroger channeled all his political ambition through Costello for a long time. He told all his acolytes to vote for Turnbull, for Nelson. They all voted for Turnbull, so he sort of lost his power there. So he really feels like the emperor with no clothes. The big office hasn't come along, so what do? You sit there like a hermit, you bide your time, you take a book deal, get some cash in, and then have your say and see where it takes you.
If you decided to have a gallop today, do you actually think he'd get the numbers?
Oh, I think they'd put him in straight away. I think, how could you not? I mean, the Howard legacy has been appallingly defended, and Costello actually would be the best person out there to defend it as the most senior surviving minister.
Yep.
And he's staying still. He's saying nothing, which is seriously hurting the Liberals.
Yep. All right, look, it's good to talk to you. I thank you, and be interesting to watch for the rest of this year, but it'll be an interesting read. It's got to be.
Oh, it'll be a great read. But, if he does the Latham route, it'll be a better read, but I think that he'll be more positive than that.
What about your book? When's it coming out?
Next March. Takes a long time, books. A lot of work, a lot of effort.
There'll be a few lawyers going through it, won't there?
Yes, there will. I lost my house once to Steve Price, so I won't be doing that again.
Yep. Thank you. I assume you won't be getting a gallop in the book.
Oh, I'll be happy. Steve Price. He's one of the great 5'2" broadcasters in this nation. He really is.
Very well done. Thank you, Stephen.
Thanks, John.
Stephen Mayne there, crikey.com.au.